In a world of broken promises and unfulfilled intentions, God's promises always come through. That's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Tom Pounder. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church. And I've been reading through different passages of the Bible throughout the year. I'm part of a Bible reading plan. If you'd like to be a part of that Bible reading plan, I would love for you to do that. If you just text the word Bible to 703-454-5990, you'll get a daily Bible reading. And the plan that I'm in, that's part of this plan, is I get an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, and sometimes a proverb or a psalm. And it's just great. I just read the Bible and I just see new things. And it is true. I see new things basically every single day I'm reading. And today I caught this in the reading, and I want to highlight this. And that's kind of the part of our devotional today. It's found in Joshua chapter 21. Verse 45, it says this: none of the good promises the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. Everything was fulfilled. I'm going to read that again. None of the good promises the Lord had made to the house of Israel failed. Everything was fulfilled. Here's reality. At this stage in the Bible, Joshua has led the people into the promised land. They just taken over the last bit of the land that God had promised them all the way back in with Abraham. He said, I'm going to make you a great nation. I'm going to fulfill all these promises. You're going to be so many people, and you're going to go to a land filled with milk and honey. And that's the promised land. And here in Joshua chapter 21, they are there now. And again, what it says in 45 is all the promises that God had made them were fulfilled. And the reality is this should be an encouragement just not for them who were in Israel at that point, them referring to the people in Israel. It's a fulfillment for us today. God's promises remain the same today. The things he promised in the Old Testament, the things he promised in the New Testament, they can be fulfilled through God today. And so today, I just want to encourage you to be searching through the Bible, looking at the Bible and looking at God's promises. You see so many of the great promises that Jesus shares in the Bible that they can be fulfilled when we trust and rely on God, when we are obedient to him. When we stay faithful to him, the promises that we can experience are so true. And it's so important for today. Because let's be honest, you just go through one political cycle, election cycle, and you'll see this guy's making a promise about this girl's doing this, they're gonna make promises. It reminds me actually of back in elementary school when you ran for office and you're like, if I get elected as school treasurer, we're gonna have a vending machine. And everyone's like, yeah, I'm voting for you. It's amazing. But that's what it reminds me. We get promise after promise after promise. And what ends up happening is that, well, this maybe one kind of comes through, but there's so many stipulations of this. And this one maybe comes through, but it looks a little different. They're never the promises that are spoken to that are fulfilled. And I'm so encouraged when we look at the Bible and we see that God's promises are fulfilled each and every day and that we can trust and rely on them. Again, one of the ones that I really love seeing is the one in the Old Testament. Again, this is after what God had promised Abraham about being a great nation. Well, the point of the thing was that at this point, Abraham had no kids. He had zero kids. And how could he be a great nation with many descendants in a land flowing with milk and honey when he had no kids and he was at an older age? But God's promise came through, and that Abraham and Sarah ultimately had a kid, Isaac, who was born. And then he had other kids who had other kids, and it was this many descendants. And even in the fact that the Egyptians enslaved the Israelites after a period of time, God promised that I'm going to take you to that land flowing with milk and honey. I'm going to move you out of Egypt. And even though it was a hard path at times for them, because of Israel's disobedience, even though it was a hard time for them, guess what? They ended up getting to the land filled with milk and honey. They ended up taking over that land and being there today. And the reality is that we can trust and rely on God's plans, trust and rely on God's promises. What he's promised us in the Old Testament, what he's promised us in the New Testament can be fulfilled when we're seeking and obeying God. So today I want to encourage you, read the Bible. Trust and rely on God's promises. He says in Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." Again, let me say this again. "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ." The promises God has made are made yes in Jesus. We need to keep on seeking God, trusting Him, and relying on Him. So today I want to encourage you, the promises that God have made can be fulfilled. Let's seek after Him, let's trust Him, let's rely on Him. It may take a period of time for that to come through. They may not happen just like that. It may take a period of time, but God's promises will be fulfilled. Let's stay obedient, let's stay faithful to God and see where He leads us. If you got questions, if you got thoughts, I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about it. You can put it in the comment section below, or you can email me at tomp@newlife.church. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for the promises you've made and the promises you have fulfilled. All the promises are made yes in Jesus, and you do not speak and not fulfill your promises. Your promises are fulfilled. And Lord, we thank you for those. And I just pray that we would see your promises being fulfilled in our lives, that we would trust and rely on you. We would be obedient to you and we lean on you each and every day. So Lord, we thank you and praise you. And we ask for your blessing and guidance. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for being with me, everyone, today. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day.